Margaret, that you have a baby and you can spring it out or wrap her right up.
We're back on the air.
You have brought up something that gives me an opportunity to enlarge upon a little bit. And I appreciate your wording it just like that without cleaning it up for me. Let me see if I can repeat that to you. He feels that the vision is wonderful. It's a little too esoteric, which means, what does that mean to you?
He stated that it didn't have enough of the financials. He's more in the financials. His background is numbers and what is necessary, how the numbers work out, some of the financial things. He started to go over them. His investors don't take such large percentages and things up front, like following some of these animal transactions. He also mentioned the fact that some of them would want to possibly stay in longer as equity participation and not be immediately bought out as soon as he made the money, because they wanted to share in the long run, long-term income on some of the items. So he said we might need to alter that around. He wants more factual things added to it.
I'm going to have to remind you once of something. And as you were going yesterday evening, this would have been a good opportunity for me to pop in. But I'm going to preserve the receiver. I'm not going to pop in and out. We're writing and spending hours and hours and hours a day. And I don't want you to stop asking me questions either because I give you some kind of negative response. Please, let us act like business people. I'm going to have to go back and remind you once of something. And some of you maybe have never known this. I'm going to tell you. There are not going to be large profits from these companies. It is going to be rolled back over into salaries. And they're not even going to be called salaries. Many fringe benefits. We're moving into a time I don't give a damn whether they want to stay in and make a profit out of this or not. They're making an error, and yet if you tend them, this company is in the business to make money and will pay you well. But the stock is never going to be worth a plug nickel. Hatton may hold it all. You're not doing business like you ever did business. That's why you need 14 people to send off your packages to. All 14, I don't care if they do not fund. You pick and choose. You're going to have great abundance from this. I am not interested in what other ones want of you. I'm interested in whether or not they fit. We have to be very careful in two or three areas. You see, esoteric to me, by definition, means that's pretty etheric, pretty dreamy, pretty idealistic. Pretty new age concept of building a city. And right off the bat, you'll place somewhere between flake and sounds good. Give me hard facts. If you never present it as anything but a business proposition, they will accept what you give them. They would come to some agreement within themselves that this would be pretty good for men. There's nothing wrong with presenting something that says, this allows us to quit cutting down our forests so that we have some oxygen to breathe year after next. Somehow that's all right. But if you mention it's God's work, forget it, passing. And if you put it on the terms of God's work in metaphysics, a financial person will turn his thumb down. He belongs to the brotherhood of the bankers. And he already feels guilty that he feels greedy. Don't give him any more fodder for turning you down. And yet when you're dealing with someone you know, obviously they know of your intent. So I'm only telling you, always hold balance and discernment. You don't have to convince Otto he's going to do anything except make money. He likes those voices too. He happens to have a very good heart. And he happens to believe in integrity. But he doesn't have to know any more than that, other than you can pay the cost of the money and you have good projects. Don't be dismayed if you send them out and they're declined. Don't waste your time trying to match everybody's needs. If it comes back and it is all right, fine. You don't need everyone approved by all of
you. I felt that conversation he was called was a positive one in a way, mainly because he stated the fact that he would wants to work with us and that he would let us know what it was that he thought might be necessary for some of his money sources.
How much money does this man have himself?
He has direct access and control over about $75 million.
I see. Then he could afford a trip to Tehachapi.
Yes.
I would be very happy to meet with him.
Okay. He mentioned that when we were in Newport Beach. He wanted to know how long a flight it was up here from the airport there. That's a possibility we have discussed with him. He might even fly that information up if we asked him. Because he just got through going to Sacramento to create what he called an outlet for additional packages to be sent to him. And that's what he's looking to us for more packages down the line. And he wants to build a long-term relationship with good packages. And that's what the call was pertaining to.
Once the first ones are done and the money is rolling, then yes, go ahead and submit them. The first time you are turned down after you have submitted money and somehow they never get it sold, that cuts it right there instantly. I will analyze it, but you know you have a fraudulent deal. About $25,000, and it's less. Well, it works out about the same. A little bit less to do business through Panama. The minute they don't produce, they're through. That goes for Otto, goes for anyone. They're going to keep it clean, and they'll get all the business that they can handle. But they're not going to play that kind of game. And a lot of it goes on. Otto turns them down. That's integrity. I have not yet seen for sure what Panama does, but it has personnel running it that are very capable. And quite frankly, we're sitting on top of their heads. I do not anticipate them to be brave enough to do you in. But they have done plenty in taken the $50,000 and have not produced. I do not believe from the probabilities that will happen to you. They're going to see that it's very unwise to do that to you. Because the projects that you're giving are very, very good projects. And most in this world anymore or to get the money, and they are worthless bunches of nothing. Anything to get a project in hopes of getting it funded to get the money. Remember your sources. Always remember your sources. And if we're going to go through all of the banking procedure, we might as well go to the bank. We're not. That's why we've set up many, many resources for you. They have not all come into your consciousness. And maybe all of them will never have to. You may get flooded. And therefore you choose and pick. And you don't give these companies away under the expectation of great sums of money. You will never take them public. And that's what an investor always wants. They will never get big. They will be split up into small. In the big dreaming, never forget the purpose or the intention, or this is the way it will be, or it will not come to be. There would be no big, big, big corporation, little ones, and never taken public to end up with a Kraft and a Philip Morris or whatever it is. Yes.
We got a friend of mine just had a rather productive morning.
Oh, I would hear it.
We looked at the Tehachapi News Building, and it appears to be a desirable building. Chris Walters was the man we met with who...
Is that not Allen's?
Yes. Who,
why was Allen not there?
That was the, one of the other things I was dealing with this morning. I didn't really want to participate.
Very good.
This man appears to be very capable and well-connected and helpful. And what occurred to me, just in my own wondering, which I voiced to Randall, I've been curious about how obligated we are to run everything by Elaine.
Lorraine.
We also looked at another piece of commercial land. Several lots around the Tehachapi News property, one on the corner of 202 and Cherry.
Lots around.
Which is a 5-acre lot that is quite nice. And we also found out about a horse ranch, which is for sale. It has a very large structure on it out toward there. Toward Stallion Springs. The ranch itself is for sale, and the building is the largest one that Chris Walters knew about in terms of housing and thinking of it.
Is it coming down?
No, ma'am.
Did you go and look at it?
It's
property, son, and he's talking about the schoolhouse.
Oh,
yeah.
For the print.
He did mention
where Stallion Springs.
Just that's
where it is, in Stallion Springs.
We were talking about a variety of properties, and he did mention unsolicited that his good friend John Nunes is trying to sell all of his property.
He's very good friend. Mm-hmm. They're like best friends.
Very, very close.
See, this is where I get the feeling that what I've been trying to say and what I've been trying to do for the last few weeks just goes in one ear and out the other.
You have misplaced your most tremendous asset, and that's Allen. He knows everybody in this town and is well respected. That is the one place right now, before everything comes into fruition for him, that he can make his greatest contribution.
I'd be more frustrated with that than the fact of not getting any money.
You mentioned these names to me. They have no meaning to me. I don't know.
I've been trying to.
What.
I've been trying to explain.
Nothing for me to grab on.
Who had Chris Wallace, he worked with for.
He was my boss for.
Until Chris Wallace closed his business.
See, I didn't make that connection. There's no way I would.
No one
I hear these things, but I don't make the connection. If there's nothing to hang on to, then I, you know.
Well, that's why I'm to see him.
I've done everything to draw pictures.
As a matter of fact, I would like to know how this came into your attention.
I called him because Alan gave me his card, and that's where it came from. That's why it was sparked. That's what it was all about.
Right, and in fact, I wasn't even...
Why did you know that this paper was for sale or whatever?
It was this small building when we drove past it. Alan mentioned it in the car that it was available.
He had listing for it.
It's listing.
It was real estate.
Well, when we talk about Lorena, this is total lack of communication as a group. We have no obligation as such to go through Lorena. But if all of us go out shopping for buildings and all of this sort of thing, it takes time away. And if you saw the building, for instance, I would guess that you would say, hey, I saw a building, might house it. And if you wish to take that upon yourself, fine. And go call whoever has listed it. We have done that. The Water Canyon property is with Steve
Woodridge.
And yes, we would work with anyone. But we always use the assets of the group. And we don't expect everyone to know what those assets are. I have nothing against going with Carpi Ritti. I have nothing against Chris getting some money for something. But if we get so many in there shopping, we're going to get very bad prices.
And what's that thing for him?
You, I guess, need a place to house a print shop. Let's first get busy and see if we're going to get a print shop. So that's excellent. But you see, you could have us all running around looking at horse ranches and places with buildings. It's happened right out of Remax. Thousands of acres up here near Stallion Springs, and these ones ran around for 2 days on the back roads trying to find the damn place. Yes, at some point it would be worth it. Right now we're trying to get Capitol Hills, a place for these factories, and get John Noon's comfortable. And how better than to run Allen in there with John Noon's, who knows him well and is comfortable with him. I would guess of all the ones in this whole group to go with Oberle would be Allen, and maybe not him with everybody else. It's like talking about Don Adams. If you handle this incorrectly, if anybody thinks, for instance, that you could go and talk with Don Adams and maybe he would put up some money, I'm telling you, you will bring the wrath of this town down upon our heads. It is a small, small place. It is just like Peyton Place. You don't even know whose wife is with whom. And that is especially true of Don Adams. So we have to be very, very cautious what we do. And these things are things that need to be talked about. And I guess in my presence, because I will not tread so softly on each other's toes. No one wants to offend the brother. And somehow you don't feel you're offended if I say it, because I give it to you in love. I don't want anyone to feel self-conscious. And I know, I see, the intent is always so good. And of course you're going to be out. And I wouldn't be surprised if the best thing you could do would be to take a few hours and go out with Alan and let him show you all this place. He's the only one that's been here for as long as he has. Lorena has, yes. They're in the market to sell. And it's better to look at a piece of property without the one wishing to sell it. To get some balance about it, come into a feeling of need or not. At some point, we'll probably buy as much land as we can get our hands on. And right now, I'm not getting any response on this land out here in the middle from whoever has the land business. That could be looked into. But don't worry about it. It's tucked away there. They own it. Until it comes back that someone's trying to buy it, it's safe. And maybe it won't be next week. I keep a pretty good eye on it. I have told Oberly from time to time. This morning, you get on the phone and you call Jack Broome. And it works out pretty well. I'm telling you that right now there's a lot of dickering going on about that land out in the middle there. But you see, something's happening in Tehachapi. And they're having to look at it. It is not growing rapidly enough to put the bid for the industry coming in unless we get the industry. Very few around this town know it, so you're going to see a slackening up. There are no special malls going in right now that they're going to think very carefully before they develop this land out in the middle. You've got to have a market for it. We know we're bringing in the market. Don Adams sits on 7 unsold houses for the first time since he has been doing business in this valley. And he is uncomfortable about it. So you sit with a plum of knowledge in your pocket, and it's getting down onto paper. You still have all of the marbles on your side. And I can assure you again, money will not be your biggest problem. This kind of thing will be your biggest problem. And you haven't even started. And the more you pull in at this time to meet their needs, the more frazzled you're going to get. And you see, Otto has not even come back from Europe to tell you what he's going to want changed. So send them out, release them, and then let's deal with them. Let's not just keep projecting and projecting and projecting. It's fine to count up our money. And you can see there's a lot of it. Because you're probably going to get approved from everyone you send to. So you're going to get more selective as you go along. You'll send them out. You may not take them all. But you'll finally fall into the one that is going to be the best easiest and most consistent with which to work. And I'll tell you now, it would be Gary Moody and John Jeffers. It was intended that way. That is the way it will be. And we can do all of these embellishments, if you want, run ourselves through the ringer, and I'm the one telling you to get them out, because that's what we're about. I don't want any long faces if somebody turns it down. Smile and Peter, well, hot dog, I don't have to redo that one. I have also told you from the onset that Otto von Bressensdorf and that is why you ones were brought to this place in the first place has an unlimited pool of money over there at his disposal, basically. He knows it, I know it. I told him I knew it, and he heard me. And I told him in a way that is recorded for you ones' ears. I don't ever want it mentioned to him. I will mention it to him if it comes to that again. I'm working with him. And that's something you don't have to worry about. Please just keep your mouth shut about it. Let's allow him to get it done. And if we bring anything that even remotely appears to be flaky and out of space, or spaced out is a better word, he'd drop it like a hot potato. There are your sources. The rest are gravy. There are others who will participate and really wish to do so. We don't have to own everything. But our business structures will not be what other ones want. And that is the only thing of any importance in this city, is it not be structured as we have known it. And sometimes it is too expensive, the gift. So we have to be careful. And it's like going to raise a little bit. It's too expensive. It betrays your hand. It brings attention. Josephine is perfect. She would want to work with. Her intentions are different. You can work with anyone. This is a good business transaction for her without any friendship bindings. Business. And I feel I've been abrupt, and I do not intend it to come across that way. But you once ask me, and I'm going to tell you. Did you wish to say something, Oberlin, please?
I just thought you were being so nasty that everybody was about to leave and I was going to calm you down a little bit.
I was feeling that way, feeling kind of defensive and not knowing why.
Do you know why? Is that a question or?
No, I'm not asking you.
All right.
I'm making a statement.
I was going to run through my scanners and see why the shoes are pinching. If we can't be open in this group.
I should like to have a few little scanners.
Sure, I bet you would. It's the only way I can stay one jump ahead of you. Lecture's over. Hey, we're having a good time. Let's bring some joy back into our hearts.
You mean the answer to the question, are we having fun yet, is yes? We are having fun?
Yes, you just don't understand it.
All right.
Oh, you're so close. So very close.
I need to turn the tape.